Five Examples of a Provisional Relationship by Krishna's Mercy.
Yeshatva antakta papan janana punyakarmanam te dvandva mohanir mukta bhajante ma dridhavrata. Quote, persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.28.
1. A ballot.
Oh, you say you haven't voted yet? That's strange. The electronic polling book that is surely not connected to the internet shows that you are already cast a ballot. There is nothing we can really do. For now, take this provisional ballot. Fill it out, leave it here, and we might review it later on. Typically, we only review the provisional ballots when the race ends up being too close to call, where the extra ballots have a chance at determining the winner.
2. A friendship.
Oh yeah, I haven't talked to that person in a while. We aren't really friends anymore. I'm not sure what happened. We used to talk every day. Then things changed. Perhaps they are envious of my position in the world. Maybe I failed to come through for them one time. After having attended to their countless requests, I was finally tired on a given day. That was enough to set off the other side. Oh well. Turns out they were just another blood-sucking leech.
3. A marriage.
Oh yeah, we split up. I know, our marriage ceremony was wonderful. We were both so happy to see you. Everyone who attended said they had a great time. I guess these things happen. Disagreements. Resentment. Envy. It's something we have to live with.
4. Attorney client.
Oh yeah, they are no longer representing me. It turns out they were quite corrupt. They were actually working with the prosecution. They were in on this bogus case, with the fake charges. That's why they wanted me to take a plea deal. Can you believe that happens? These lawyers are the worst. To find an honest one is really difficult.
5. Worshipping a Deva.
Oh yeah, I am not worshipping today. That was last week. We bought a new car. We had a puja to bring auspiciousness, to protect our future journeys. You only have to conduct that worship one time. You are set after that. I guess I will return to the altar the next time we need something.
The goal for the transcendentalist should be dridhavrata. This refers to determination in a vow, similar to the promise from King Janak to marry off his beloved daughter to the first prince who could lift the mighty bow of Lord Shiva. The winner of the contest under those rules, set up by Janak, who would uphold the vow.
Roop seal by Bans Ram Parisuran. Samujhi kathin pan apan lag bisuran. Quote, understanding that Rama's beauty, patience, age and ancestry were completely perfect, the king remembered his own oath and thus started to lament. Janki Mandla, 48.
A similar concept, mentioned by Goswami Tulsidas, is Dridhanuraga. This is attachment, devotion, love, following in allegiance, with the addition of determination. The determination is key, because otherwise there is a chance that the relationship will break.
Binu satsang na harikatha tehing binu moh na bhag. Moh gaye binu rampad hoi na drid anurag. Quote, without satsanga, it is not possible to hear harikatha. Without harikatha, it is not possible to be free from delusion. Without being freed from delusion, it is not possible to have determined devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Rama. Dohavli, 132.
To turn away is a great shame because the vow is towards service to the Almighty, who is ultimately a person. Having fixed devotion to him is the best thing for me. It is actually what I have been seeking all along. That pursuit is deep within me. It defines my very existence. For this reason, the spirit of aligning with genuine religion is known as Dharma. Sri Krishna explains that only after being exhausted of all sinful reactions does a person follow in the manner of Dridhavrata. It is not necessary to create an elaborate or complicated explanation for sinful reactions. Any turn away from Dharma is sinful. That turn, or forgetfulness, could have remained fixed for countless lifetimes. When they are finally at the end, Anta, then the devotion to God the person will be locked in. The relationship will not be based on conditions. It is not here today and gone tomorrow. It is not determined by what the worshipped party has to offer. Whether Krishna sends me to the heavenly region, demotes me to the lower planets, or leaves me exactly where I am, I will stay fixed in my devotion. This is what makes me happiest. This is what I look forward to every day. This is what I fondly look back upon. This is what I wish for every other living entity, whether they are friendly, neutral, or inimical. In closing, whether greeting with smile, or envious and hostile, wishing for them the best, that by devotion be blessed, we're fixed with determination bound, to worship and transcendental sound, because ultimately to Dharma's aligning, after all sinful reactions reclining.